much of the loss is that losing to Roosevelt Coleman?
It's a loss. I mean, he's one of our better players, and you know, I'm pretty sure the guys that are behind him will step up and fill his shoes. All right, that's it. All right, thank you. Yeah, I've already been asked that one.
What was it like? Right? I mean, Belichick loves the guy as his former teammate. What was it like?
He's one of the leaders on that defense. Stepped up. Defensive Player of the Year a couple years ago. Ball hawk, covers a lot of ground. He definitely opposes a challenge for the offense and return punts, scored a touchdown against Cincinnati, does a lot of great things. Ball hawk, like I said, he's a physical guy, come up and hit you, make a great presence in the run game. And so those are all the things you look for in a good safety.
I've played against that offense or played with that offense before. How much of an advantage is it in terms of knowing maybe some of their schemes and terminology and whatnot?
They got a new offensive coordinator, so, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there this year. I don't know if they changed things up when they brought in Neuhausel or what. And so they have a different bag. They have different personnel. And so some of it may be a little different. Some of it may be the same. But other than that, you know some of the guys that you've went against. And so you do know some of the guys.
Yeah, does it help a little bit in terms of, you know, like bowler's tendencies and whatnot?
Not necessarily. Because, again, it's not like I played against him and really paid attention to his things. And so it's kind of like, you know, you're not out there practicing against him. You're out there practicing against the opponent.
Felix, how does your role change now that Coleman's out for the season from the defense in general?
I have no idea.
AD, you still got some ties down here in Baltimore. Are you looking forward to getting back there just seeing some familiar
faces? You get a chance to go back and see guys that you know or you played with, still have friends there you talk to, sparingly throughout the season and then in off season. And so it'll be nice to see some of the guys, speak to them, and shake their hands after the game and hope all is well with them. That's not it. I'm not talking about that because you're gonna take it like I said before. You're gonna take half of what I say and put it on the air and make it into something that is not. And so I'm not even going down that road again.
Fidelis, what makes Ed Reed such a special player? Bill raves about him.
Where you been?
I'm glad I wasn't the last one.
Are you crab cakes or crab biscuits? What's your favorite?
Neither. I'm allergic to shellfish. Everybody loves the crab cakes there or whatever, but you know, I mean, I hope they're good. I'll never be able to tell you. So that's one thing I want. But as far as night games, no, I'm not allergic to them. If so, I'd have hives all over. it's part of the game. And so after this week, we get back to business as usual.
Obviously, you get fired up when you're out there, you know, playing in those night. I mean, playing in general. But in terms of those night games, playing Monday night, having the spotlight, I mean, is that much more juices you up out there?
You don't have to worry about energy on Monday night, Sunday night. You know, it just comes with the territory. It's a national stage, and that's how it goes. And so it won't be no different this Monday night. And then with you playing your old team, it won't be a problem for nobody.
Do you think the Eagles?
I'm not talking about the Eagles. If anybody talking about Baltimore, we're taking questions.
With Rosie out, obviously, we've sort of dissected in the media all the possibilities that could happen. And one of them is maybe you play more outside, and maybe we take that for granted in terms of that's an easy switch because it's another linebacker position. Is that an easy transition if you have to make it?
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
We should be all right. Y'all funny.